John Thomas Blair was a teacher before he joined the Australian war effort. A gifted administrator, he specialised in setting up new schools. He was a selfless, dedicated leader of men who needed all his training and skills to survive. Jack Blair and the 28th Battalion were about to be ordered into some of the fiercest battles in which Australians were involved.
Early on at the Western Front, I suffered a slight bullet wound to the hand which required a few days of hospital treatment. We had no forewarning of the ferocity of the fighting we encountered at the Battle of Pozieres on the 19th July 1916. Unfortunately, I suffered serious wounds to my groin and thigh during a heavy battle on the 29th of July.
Jack was transferred to a hospital in Rouen, France, where his wounds were diagnosed as serious. He was evacuated to England and admitted on the 4th of August 1916. While recuperating, he wrote to his family and friends. The Bunbury newspaper published extracts from the letters of his experiences at Pozieres.
The bullets were thick as hailstones and the shells and shrapnel terrific. One only wonders that anyone could live a minute in that field of fire. When 30 yards from the German barbed wire, I was struck in the groin and body with something both heavy and hot. I was stunned, but retained consciousness. I thought my clothes were on fire and tried to put them out. I was bleeding freely. Following 2 months of convalescence and rehabilitation, I was transferred to undertake an officer's training program at Cambridge in England. I was subsequently promoted to the rank of second lieutenant.
Jack fought in the Battle of Bullecourt. In late 1917, after a short stint in hospital, he rejoined the battalion in Belgium.
I remember the huge guns in our support would cause the heavens to be ablaze with flashes, and the noise was worse than any thunderstorm ever heard. I was reposted to France in early 1918 and survived the winter actions without any trauma. When the guns fell silent on the 11th of November 1918, I accepted a transfer to the War Records Office in London. I worked at this location until returned to Australia in September 1919.
Post-war, Jack Blair returned to the teaching profession at Fremantle. In 1922, he was elected president of the Teachers' Union and drove far-reaching changes within the education department. He demanded adequate teacher training, professional responsibility for teachers, adoption of superannuation, and gender equality. A strong emphasis was placed on student health. He was appointed Inspector of Schools and held this position until his retirement in 1937. Jack and his wife Mary lived in Bunbury for the final 6 years in his role and forged a strong commitment to volunteer activities and community service. Jack Blair served as Mayor of Bunbury from 1938 to 1943.
Lieutenant John Thomas Blair, 28th Battalion.